about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. How y'all doing? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Yeah, my brother's getting married. I'm really excited for that. He's getting married, and I guess they registered at Bed Bath & Beyond. You know, but boy, things have gone up in price, you know, from when I registered. You know, you always, you know, I mean, not that I would go cheap, but, you know, you kind of like to start off, you know, see what the cheap things are. You know, like a little towelette for $7.99, right? You're like, okay, maybe I can buy him a few. You know, but then you look at some of these things going, woo! It's like, boy, my brother and his soon-to-be wife has some. They got some nice taste, but boy, some of this is expensive. So I got to figure out what I'm going to purchase. I know, it's tough. I don't know. Don't people, when they get married, don't they want to check? Right? I hate when I buy people something and they just go take it back anyway for store credit. But then again, I guess that's what the registry is for. I mean, if they need to kind of, you know, fix the house. Now, here's the thing. I probably won't get them a coffee maker because I don't like coffee. So what's the point of getting them something when I go to their house, I can't enjoy it. So I want to get them something I can enjoy. I could enjoy the bath towels. Ooh, they do have a styling iron. Oh, I do need a hair iron, but I don't think I'll be able to use it because that'll be hers. I don't know what to get. I don't know if you guys have any ideas. Help me out here. I am looking at this deli sandwich, the Jet Bow. Did you guys see this? World famous Carnegie Deli in New York revealed a couple days ago the monster sandwich to honor Tim Tebow, who is coming to the New York Jets, right, as a backup quarterback. It is dubbed the Jet Bow, a whopping 3.5-pound hamburger that is about a foot tall. You can't grip it with one hand. You need two hands to grip one half of the sandwich. It costs $22.22. They used all-American ingredients. I believe it has roast beef, corned beef, pastrami, 15 slices of corned beef, pastrami, roast beef, and 10 slices of American cheese and 5 tomato slices. The deli owners point out that the Jet Bow was the only sandwich at Carnegie's 75-year history to feature white bread and mayonnaise instead of the traditional rye bread and mustard. Boy, that looks yummy. I guess the Woody Allen sandwich is pastrami and corned beef. Oh, I love pastrami and corned beef. I could eat that. And then the Jerry Springer sandwich is tongue, pastrami, bologna, Swiss cheese, and Russian dressing. Well, think about it. Think about it. The sandwich is big for $22. Why don't I just cut it up into 4 pieces? I could feed the family. I bet there's no splitting fee. All I got to say is, I mean, the sandwich kind of looks ugly. I mean, it's really not the best-looking sandwich. And Tebow is so handsome. So I hope, you know, you'd think they'd come up with a sexier type of sandwich. All right. So how are we doing here? This is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. A lot of cool stuff to talk about. We're going to recap some of the highlights in today's news, as well as give you guys some extra news. I'm trying to organize what I want to talk about. I want to talk about also this Texas man, right, who survived 30 hours in the Gulf of Mexico after his fishing boat sank. But apparently, in order for him to survive, he had to leave his best friend to die. I guess the best friend got hypothermic, and he couldn't take him with him. And I guess they were attached. Did you guys hear about this? This was kind of sad. All right. Apparently, they both, when their fishing boat started to sink in the Gulf of Mexico, they both had their life jackets, okay, and they tried to swim for help. But he couldn't kick his legs to swim anymore. And they were out there for about 30 hours. I guess both engines failed. And the one survivor was able to swim to a natural gas rig. He called his wife and the Coast Guard. But when they tried to find the other man's body, they couldn't. Ken Henderson is the one that lived. Ed Cohen is the one that passed. From what I understand, both of the engines failed. The boat began to sink pretty rapidly. They tried to call 911, but they had no cell phone service. They made 2 mayday calls to marine radio. No response. They collected anything they could use to float. The boat then actually had a violent flip. So they flipped into the water, but they both had their life jackets on. They had an oar, a dock pole, what was left of Cohen's soft drink that they immediately put into a bag so they could drink. And I guess what they did, which was kind of smart, is one of the spare life jackets jackets that kind of opened up to leave a trail of foam behind them in the water so somebody could see. And then they tightened a strap connecting the two of them, and they took turns sleeping on each other's chest to try to stem off hypothermia and rest. The only thing is Cohen, the thinner of the two, I guess hypothermia set in pretty quickly. He was violently shivering, and he couldn't swim anymore. They couldn't move, and it was just a horrible, sad, sad case. Just, you know, I don't know what they were, I mean, I guess they were doing a fishing, trip, but they were out there where nobody could see. You know, I mean, what should you carry? Flare guns? So you could be shooting them? You could, should you have a type of, like, maybe a satellite phone? Maybe a satellite phone instead of cell phones? Scary stuff. I mean, this could happen to any of us. And, just horrible luck. And, it's a shame because once you flip it to the water, you know, people were talking about the Costa Concordia when the cruise ship, was sinking in Italy. And, you know, people are emailing me going, Dahlia, how could anybody drown in that? They should have just jumped off the boat. It was Italy, warm water. No, it wasn't warm water. The water was in the 50s. I believe like 57 was the warmest temperature found in that water. Still enough to cause you hypothermia. Okay, I mean, we weren't talking water that was bath water warm. We're not talking about 80 degree temperatures. It was in the 50s. So no, people couldn't just jump. And they were told not to. You know, in that situation, you don't want to get wet. Although, looking afterwards, seeing what happened, you know, people drowning with that, which is, I mean, horrible. It is such a shame. And I mean, we think many of the people that drowned with the Costa Concordia were people that decided to, as the ship was listing, try to go to the other side to get to the lifeboats. And once you try to navigate along, I mean, you can't on these cruise ships just cross in the center of the boat. All right. A lot of times it's not that easy. Depending on what floor you're on, if there are rooms, you have to actually go up and down hallways. And we think what happened is as they were navigating stairs and going up and down hallways, they got trapped. But, you know, sometimes it's just not that simple. Now, we know land was close by, but if some of them aren't good swimmers and it's pitch black in the dark, it wasn't that easy a decision for them. All right, guys, don't go away. We got more Dr. Dahlia at 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Hey, meat eaters! The freeze-dry guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The Freeze-Dry Guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
What is the most abundant resource on Earth? Water. It's essential for sustaining life, but it's not always the most available. When disaster strikes, water quickly vanishes from store shelves, like it did during 9/11, Katrina, Japan, and in Joplin. 3 days without water and your body begins to shut down. Don't risk being without an abundant supply of water when the next disaster hits. Get a FloJack hand well pump. The affordable FloJack drops right into almost any well and is easy to install without having to remove the existing pump, giving you immediate access to plenty of cool, clean water. You could risk your family's health on a limited supply of stored water, or you could be prepared with the reliable, affordable FloJack backup hand pump kit for only $3.99 complete. See how it works at FloJack.com, spelled FloJack.com. Be sure to spell FloJack.com or call 855-4-FLOJACK, 855-4-FLOJACK. That's 855-435-6525. Proudly made in America, FloJack hand well pumps, peace of mind in a box.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Show, how you doing? All right, so this is interesting. A study came out saying red tea could be even better for you than green tea. For those who are joining us, please call in at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. It's called rooibos, rooibos, which means red bush. Apparently, it's from South Africa, and it's a shrub. It comes from the rooibos, Aspalathus linearis. It's a shrub with long needle-shaped leaves that turns red upon fermentation. And they make a tea out of this. And they have the super antioxidant compound quercetin in it. Apparently, this is like the major antioxidant. It helps the heart, reduces types of cancer, fights viruses, inflammation, etc. Now, we haven't seen any studies that I can understand from this yet, but apparently it also has aspalathin, which helps to modify hormones in the body and reduces the output of adrenal hormones, thus reducing stress and helping to inhibit metabolic disorders. And there's also the antioxidant nothofagin. The antioxidant nothofagin demonstrates also anti-inflammatory activity. Remember, inflammation is bad. They say it could be sweetened, unsweetened. That's kind of interesting. Red tea. I'm not a big tea drinker, but it kind of looks cool. That kind of looks cool. Another thing that's kind of cool is there's a gentleman named Igor Vovkovinsky. He is 7'8" tall. Well, it costs him too much to make shoes. He needed a new pair of shoes, so he hoped he could rely on the kindness of strangers after creating a website to help pay the $15,000 tab for custom-made footwear. He's 29 years old, lives in Rochester, Minnesota, has had 16 surgeries on his feet in the past 5 years. Each foot is shaped differently. He doesn't even know his exact size, so he has to have custom-made shoes. He says he has one pair of clogs. They have no shape that holds his foot. And, of course, without the proper support, you know, he gets body aches. He's been on bed rest for 3 years. They think it was because of a tumor to his pituitary gland. Now, remember, no, this isn't the gentleman from a couple weeks ago. That gentleman, remember, this one here is Igor Vavkovinsky, 7'8" tall. The world's tallest man is Sultan Kosin, who is 8'3" tall, who was brought to America, Charlottesville, Virginia, to have treatment. And he had a tumor in the pituitary gland, was taken off. It's called acromegaly. You have a growth hormone, and it just causes you to continue growing. Now, these people, I know they're like, all right, well, have them play basketball. No, no, no. If you notice, Sultan actually is in braces. You know, when you grow that tall and your hips aren't designed for that and the knees aren't designed for that, you know, it's not that you're growing into a giant or like King Kong and everything's proportional. Although they said if King Kong really existed, his legs would be a heck of a lot wider than, you know, they demonstrate on TV. His body proportion would be completely different. So, you know, many times these patients with growth hormone excess where they grow, I mean, they can't walk. They really have difficulty. So anyway, they think this gentleman here in Minnesota is a size 26 with his feet. So what was nice, though, is not only did people donate and they received up to $15,000, but it looks like he's actually received over $26,000. So good for him. But, you know, we just don't, things like that, insurance companies don't pay for. You know, remember when we finally got insurance companies to pay for diabetic shoes? Remember, you know, people that have Charcot's joint, where a lot of times with diabetes, the foot actually just isn't able to hold its arch. And people with diabetic feet, we were talking about this earlier in the night with peripheral neuropathy. I mean, footwear is crucial. And for any of us, you know, if I could just say for any of us, if you have bad feet, you're going to have bad knees, you're going to have bad hips, you're going to have a bad back. And then you're going to gain weight, and then you're going to have a bad body. Do not forget about the feet. If you have any feet issues, please get them addressed. You need good support. I see the flip-flops everybody wears. I see sandals. Come on, people, really? And I have a very cute pair. Now, remember, my feet, they're size 10. Okay, I don't have the cute little petite feet like all my friends did who were size 6, size 7. I have a whopping size 10 foot. And for women, it's miserable because shoes don't look cute. But I found the cutest pair of flip-flops, but they give no support. In fact, when it gets hot in Las Vegas, where I live, and I'm on the sidewalk for a significant amount of time, my feet start to burn. The flip-flops do nothing. You know, it's interesting. You know, I grew up in Phoenix, and, you know, teachers in the carpool line, they actually have to wear tennis shoes and thick tennis shoes because standing on the asphalt that gets extremely hot in the summer will burn through your sandals, your heels. I mean, it is hot. All right, so you want to make sure you're taking care of your feet. For those joining us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show. We are live. Please call in at 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Toll free, 1-877-362-3254. So testosterone pellet therapy. People have been asking me about this. Now, testosterone pellet therapy has been around since the 30s. And you know, the concept kind of very similar to Premarin. Fox News is reporting that in 2008, the FDA gave its blessing to Slate Pharmaceuticals' Testapel, a bioidentical testosterone pellet therapy designed exclusively for men. Now, women do use testosterone. you know, women have been using testosterone. It helps sex drive. It helps migraine headaches. But from what I understand, these pellets were originally just for men. Although now they're thinking about using it for women for vaginal dryness, incontinence, etc. Actually, they're now even doing Botox for women with overactive bladders. They're using Botox now. Not widespread. From what I understand, they're still doing studies on it, but they're finding great results with overactive bladders and Botox. So that may be coming around the bend. My problem is, where are they shooting the Botox? And I don't think I want any needle near that area. That's a whole nother. Another story. So anyway, these testosterone pellets, they increase muscle strength in men, decrease fat mass, but again, you got to be careful. All right, even though it helps erectile dysfunction and it seems like it's wonderful, if you don't need it or it's too much, then that could be a problem. They say insertion of these pellets is a simple in-office procedure. It's not very painful. They put local anesthesia, make an incision in the upper hip. They put the pellet inside, which is smaller than a Tic Tac, maybe a little larger than a grain of rice. No stitches are necessary. They put a piece of tape over it. Of course, though, they are analyzing safety data with this because, you know, you could have, you know, pellets coming out. You could have, if you are prone to prostate cancer and testosterone, obviously vulnerable prostate cancer, you're taking in testosterone, may not be a good idea. You know, that's why I tell people, be very careful. Don't go to these clinics getting testosterone without somebody keeping an eye on your prostate. Okay? Because if that PSA keeps rising, and I've talked to you guys about this with the PSA, you don't want the PSA to rise more than 0.5. So if your PSA, let's say normal is between 0 and 4, and your PSA was 1 last year, and now it's 1.8 this year, that's too much of a rise. Get that checked. So again, not everybody is able to get testosterone. Not everybody, you know, can take it. But it's interesting that they have, you know, this means for people to get it. And it kind of seems, you know, kind of seems an easy way to absorb it. Now, remember the Norplant, the birth control women would have Norplant that would be inserted into their upper arm. Just didn't fly. Women just didn't like that. All right. For those joining us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. So what's this? Fossilized poop reveals ancient hyena's main dish. So hyena ate poop? They say reading the genes in ancient poop, researchers have uncovered the diet and descendants of the cave hyena. The cave hyena, which lived about a million years ago in Eurasia, before dying out 10,000 to 30,000 years ago, apparently ate well, what did they eat? Oh, I guess they're looking at the poop and looking at what they ate. You see, people get all excited about poop. I don't get that excited. I mean, yes, I think that's cool that you're looking at, you know, almost a million year old poop, I guess. I guess the DNA suggested that the hyena ate red deer. Wow. Well, that's easy. If there's a deer bone next to the dead hyena, maybe. Anyway, so look at the DNA of poop. I tell you what science can do. Absolutely fascinates me. We were talking about earlier this hour about how spicy foods helps the heart, whether it's curry, jalapenos, chili peppers, lower blood pressure, reduce cholesterol. Another study came out of Chinese University of Hong Kong focusing on the capsaicinoids that actually is a part of the chili that gives them the kick. And it's kind of interesting how it has been again found to lower blood pressure and definitely help lower cholesterol. So I wouldn't eat poop if I were you, but I would eat maybe spicy food. But not if you have heartburn. Don't go away. We got more Dr. Dahlia coming up. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
We all know the importance of having storable foods, but what about when the food runs out? What then? For real food independence, you need a supply of non-hybrid seeds. Introducing the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. The Survival Seed Vault is sealed for freshness and includes 20 varieties of easy-to-grow non-hybrid seeds for only $37.95. For less than $40, you've got real food independence. And the Survival Seed Vault includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions. Imagine the barter power you'll have when the food supply does collapse. Right now, save $9 instantly when you buy three or more Survival Seed Vaults from MyPatriotSupply.com. Same-day shipping on all orders, plus free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness products at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increase, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and three-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
Crank up your savings at the Webb's headquarters for hand crank and solar power preparedness. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Save now on solar generators from $289. Solar lanterns, just $24.95. Solar waterproof flashlights, only $12.95. Cook Anywhere solar ovens from $279.95. Portable solar panels from 21stCenturyGoods.com give you the freedom to harness the power of the sun to charge your gear wherever you go. Show your patriotism with our line of solar flagpole lights. Plus, find a full line of emergency and shortwave radios, solar lanterns, and LED flashlights. And see our monthly two-for-one specials at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number two, the number one, ST, CenturyGoods.com. Or call 866-999-8422. Spend $100 or more and get a free hand crank solar flashlight when you mention you heard us on GCN at checkout. Crank up your savings only at 21stCenturyGoods.com.
DOCDALI. So U.S. cancer death rates are falling. Deaths due to cancer in the United States continue to decline. This is according to a report from the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the CDC. People have been saying America is doing it wrong. Yes, we have a lot of issues with our healthcare system, but cancer deaths are going down. Deaths from some type of cancers, however, could be on the increase, and there are some racial disparities. All right, but overall, they say cancer is going down. Now, part of the reason why I think certain cancers are on the rise is because obesity is on the rise. Okay, because there's a good evidence, there's lots of evidence showing a relationship between obesity and cancer, especially with esophageal, kidney, pancreatic, endometrial, colorectal, and breast. However, because of our screening procedures and our rates of diagnoses, we have seen them go down. Most of the declines in cancer have been in lung, breast, colon, and prostate cancer. However, still the esophagus, kidney, pancreas, liver, and thyroid have been increasing, as well as endometrial cancer. Again, endometrial cancer linked to obesity. Esophageal cancer is linked to obesity because you have the reflux. And many people that are, the more obese you are, you have more reflux. And with more reflux, you have more acid that goes up into the esophagus, could change the lining of the esophagus, and that's how that could happen. And then, you know, a lot of times with obese patients, sometimes it's more difficult to feel the kidneys and the pancreas. I don't know. But, you know, keep in mind with obesity, you're also exercising less. If you're not eating your fruits and vegetables and your fish, you know, it could be also diet related. They say melanoma is increasing, of course, and they think it's because of tanning beds. They say, you know, even though people are trying to be careful with the sun and sunscreen, et cetera, tanning beds is a biggie. But lung cancer dropping was really significant. And, of course, you know, less people are smoking. Of course, colon cancer with the colonoscopies, breast cancer with the mammograms. So, you know, we're doing good. But they still say only 70% of women are being screened for breast cancer. We still don't have more. We still aren't at 100%. But I have to admit, many of my patients that, you know, that say they don't want to, I can't get them to go. You know, the 70% may be, or the 30% that's not getting screened, it may not all be they don't have access. You know, many people just don't want to. And it's a shame. Like one of my family members, she claimed that mammograms would give her cancer. And I'm like, you're just being a wuss. But, you know, but keep in mind, the older generation, you know, the newer generation, we understand about pap smears and prevention, et cetera. The older generation, no. You didn't run to the doctor every 6 months to be screened for something. So the older generation is like, why would I have my breast radiated? Why would I do that? And we've had to convince the older generation that, you know, no, you know, these, trust me, this is why, you know, people when you were younger were dying at younger ages. And so our family member who was, you know, hooting and hollering, did not want to get the mammogram. When we dragged her in to get her mammogram, we did find stage one breast cancer. Luckily, it was stage one, thank God. Knocked it out of the ballpark. Thank God, knock on wood. So, you know, there's a lot of people out there that do not want to get this done. And by the way, if you don't have insurance, you know, many cities, I would probably contact the health department, of course, and contact the community hospitals. Many of them know who does like these mamma vans where they get free mammograms, or sometimes many of the radiology places or the hospitals have discounts certain months of the year, where they have a $50 mammogram, $75 mammogram. If you could take advantage of it, do it. Now, cancer rates have increased among children about 0.6% a year, but the death rates have dropped. So, you know, here's the thing. The key to this is death rates are dropping. And we need to keep this up. We were talking about how things went with the Supreme Court this week. It's really interesting how already the media got that much of a sense of how the Supreme Court justices were going to vote. You know, I thought, like we talked about in the earlier parts of the show, that the Supreme Court justices were going to sit there stoically while both sides were making their arguments. And no, they were jumping in and asking questions and kind of showing, you know, where they stood on the subject. And, you know, the feeling we got is this actually may be completely thrown out. It doesn't sound like they want to go page by page of the law. It doesn't sound like they want to only, you know, because the Supreme Court justices, to review really quickly, looked at four issues. The first issue had to do with the Anti-Injunction Act, where can you actually even hear cases on the healthcare law regarding the mandate or the tax if it hasn't even happened yet till 2014, because per the Anti-Injunction Act from, I believe, 1867, citizens can't protest taxes before they even have the taxes, I guess, or you can't try anything like that in court yet. So, and from what I understand, they're like, no, we're going to listen to this. So that was day one. And then day two, they were discussing the individual mandate and if that's unconstitutional. And then if it is unconstitutional, are you just going to throw out the mandate and let the rest of the, you know, bill slide? Or are you going to throw out the whole bill? And it was kind of interesting because Justice Scalia, you know, it sounded like they didn't want to start sifting through 2,400 pages of the bill to see if each piece by piece is constitutional. I mean, it sounds like if the mandate is unconstitutional, then that is it. Start over, which was not what a lot of us expected. A lot of us expected, okay, well, they'll just look at the piece that's unconstitutional and say the rest could go. But I mean, they would have to sift through and it makes sense. They would have to sift through everything. And are they gonna hear arguments on all 2,400 pages? I don't know. All we heard arguments was that mandate. And you know, if a significant part of this is unconstitutional, I could see why they just throw out the whole bill. And then, of course, today they were listening to arguments about Medicare and can states carry the burden? Is it constitutional to make states carry on the burden of expanding Medicaid? And, you know, we were talking about this last week, but another article came out today saying patients can't see doctors easily when they have Medicaid, so they end up going to the ER. This is a huge issue. You know, many doctors do not want to take Medicaid. Lack of reimbursement. It was a very frustrating insurance to work with when I used to take Medicaid. And let's say a patient was in between, whether they had Medicaid or not, and you would do a procedure and you'd spend money or whatever, you couldn't bill them. So, you know, we had probably thousands upon thousands of claims just unpaid. And, you know, when the doctor's office is about to go broke, they have to make a decision. And we stopped taking Medicaid. And I felt bad because I really liked my patients, but there was only so much you could do. And then Medicaid had sent a form letter to everybody saying, look, we need you guys to audit. And if we overpaid you, can you please just give us the money back? If not, we're going to audit you. Well, I said, not only have you not overpaid me, but here are all the claims I haven't gotten paid. It was like $50,000 worth. Please help me. And, of course, they didn't. And so we dropped Medicaid. And it's a shame. But, you know, I've talked about that sting operation where people call the doctor's office and say, hi, I have a sore throat. I have Medicaid. Can you take me? And the doctor's office says, no, sorry, we can't. We have an opening next month. Then an hour or two later, a different voice calls up going, hi, I have an upper respiratory infection. Can you take me in today? What's your insurance? Oh, it's this PPO, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, absolutely. We'll get you in at two in the afternoon. So, you don't have providers wanting to take Medicaid, and it's sad. It's sad. It's just because of the way the government does things really overbearingly, and it's not an easy insurance to work with for doctors, and a lot of doctors are like, I just can't. I cannot deal with it, and they don't. So many patients with Medicaid are like, you know, I'll just go to the ER. So expanding Medicaid to solve the uninsured problem, it would hopefully still grant people some sort of coverage, which would be wonderful for them to have coverage, but they're still not able to get to the doctor. They're going to just end up in the ER. So we need to figure out a way how to make Medicaid easier for doctors to take. It's just unfortunate with such the lack of reimbursement, most doctors can't afford to take Medicaid. So it's a sad situation. Don't go away. We'll talk about more. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali C. And the answer is, Ali C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali C. For more information and to order Ali C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali C.
Folks, Iran and the Mideast nuclear mess is already ballooning our gas prices. Whether you're struggling with food costs, which are being blown up by gas costs now, or know that when the Mideast showdown explodes, whatever food supply you have is all you'll get because of huge panic demand. eFoods Direct Family Packs are the answer. Now the most affordable, best food is saving you up to 50% compared to other poor quality food companies. The new Alex Jones Quick Fix Family Pack saves you so much money, the savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. No matter what effect the Mideast crisis or the crashing economy have, you'll have food as delicious tonight as 25 years from now. Order now for 50% savings and free shipping on these affordable family packs. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, BERKEY, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Dr. Dahlia Show, Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio. Taking your calls, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Taking your emails at drdahlia.com. Of course, you can follow me on Twitter and follow me on Facebook. I got to tell you, we are pretty busy. Also, we're writing articles for Genesis Communications Live. Please go to their GCN Live website. Oops, dropped something. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Donovan for working the dials. Gotta tell you, got a great group of people I get to work with. Okay, so what's going on here? Okay, here's this. When I looked at this, I'm like, really? The title is "Research Shows How Colds Lead to Coughing and Wheezing." Okay, so I know you look at this going, well, duh. Of course, colds cause coughing and wheezing. But remember what we're coming into. We're coming into allergy season. Okay? Now, for those of you with asthma and with COPD, you're nodding your head. You're like, okay, wait a second. You're right. You're right. We don't want to be wheezing any more than we're wheezing. All right. Today, I decided to check two patients, their breathing status and their spirometry based on their spirometry to see how they're doing. And they are not ready for allergy season. Not ready in the least. And so if that's the case, I do not want you going into the allergy season unprepared by any means. So, you know, when they say, okay, we want to avoid coughs and colds, yeah, you do. You really, really do. Now, we talked about how to prevent, you know, coughs and colds. One easy trick of the trade is when you come home after standing in the supermarket line or whatever behind somebody coughing, you take a shower immediately. Take a shower. You use the humidity to go into your nasal passages and breathe it in and help flush it out. Absolutely. Showers work. Of course, make sure your vitamins are up. Make sure you drink plenty of fluids. You know, I know the antimicrobials are a great idea to clean off your hands. We are concerned about superbugs. But again, if you don't want to be sick and you touch something dirty immediately, you got to wash your hands. You know, wash your hands first and foremost. And if you want, you can use the antimicrobial if your skin allows it. But, you know, keep in mind, if you are COPD or asthmatic sensitive, don't get sick. It seems like a common sense thing. But it's something that, you know, we forget. You know, we always say, oh, we need to give flu shots to our vulnerable people. And, you know, so you think about your seniors and you think about your babies and your pregnant people. You know, asthmatics, you're vulnerable. People who've had pneumonia, people with COPD. So it's pretty important. Also good air filters. Make sure you have air filters. You know, also keep in mind even allergies. You want to avoid the allergens. We talked about what to do with pollen. We talked about try to keep your car in a garage. If not, under the carport, keep the windows up so pollen doesn't blow into the car. If you are outside and you come home, don't sit on the couch or jump into bed. Wash your hair off. Take a shower, change your clothes, because you're bringing pollen in. And it seems like simple things, but just little things like that. Okay. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. A study came out today saying coffee makes you lazy. Is that true? I'm not a coffee drinker, so I don't know. But they said depending on your personality, caffeine could wake you up or it could make you tired. Now, that I'm going to say, I've noticed that sometimes caffeine makes me tired. The study published today in Neuropsychopharmacology found that quote-unquote worker rats, those that naturally wanted to work harder for greater rewards, were more likely to avoid hard work when given amphetamine or caffeine. Slacker rats that don't rise to challenges and aim for small rewards were motivated by the stimulants. So if you're a hard worker, it could slow you down. Maybe that's why caffeine just doesn't do it. Every now and then I'll try to have some of my husband's coffee, and no, it doesn't wake me up. Researchers from the University of British Columbia set out to examine what motivates people to put out either or a effort. So basically, the study found that rats fell into two groups, the worker rats and the slackers, based on how often they gravitated to high-effort, high-reward activities versus low-effort, low-reward activities. Humans, they say, fall into the same groups. You know, certain health conditions cause you to be lack of motivated, whether it's depression, low thyroid, yet ADD could make you, you know, more hyper, of course, ADHD. And it was interesting that the slackers had more of a stimulant effect with the stimulant than the ones that were workers. So they say if you tend towards low energy, caffeine will boost you. But if you're already a hard worker, that coffee may not work. And I got to tell you, I have to say this is true. This is pretty, pretty, pretty true. So, interesting study. Huh. I don't want to post that on my Facebook page. It's kind of important. Okay. So, what's going on here? Sitting increases your risk of dying in 3 years by 40%. Oh, I hate that. So many of us have sit-down jobs. I hate that. They say sitting down for 11 hours or more per day increases your chances of dying within 3 years. What are my truckers supposed to do? This is ridiculous. Whether you're physically active or not, the study from the University of Sydney found those who were sedentary for half of the day had a 40% increased risk, even when physical activity and weight were taken into account. All right, you still have to work out, but they said the fact that all day long you're sitting does put you at higher risk for heart disease, of course, diabetes, cancer, etc. The average adult spends 90% of their leisure time sitting down, and less than half of adults meet the World Health Organization physical activity recommendations. Right now, they're actually recommending an hour a day. Of course, many of us watch TV. We use computers, electronic games that involve sitting. And you know, when you're at the office, if you're in front of a computer, or if you're a musician, if you're a trucker, I mean, if you're a pilot, you're sitting. You know, remember in the olden days, when we talk about that, you had to walk to work. You had to walk back, or you had to ride your horse. Okay, so there was a lot more activity, right? Many of your jobs were a lot more labor intensive. Many of us were on the farm, tending to the farm. Even the olden days, we were hunters and gatherers. You know, but with computers and with machinery, we sit a lot. Yes, there are, mind you, many factory workers are still standing and running around. And those people are probably healthier, but many of us, we sit. Now, I mean, luckily for me, I'm a doctor, so I'm always going back and forth between patients. But when I have to do my reports, when I prep for my show, when I do my show, I'm sitting. You know, so yeah, I do spend a significant amount of time sitting. Now, I don't get to watch TV unless I'm exercising to it. That's just one of the rules I give myself. So you guys may have to do that too. You know, I mean, maybe if you're going to play a video game, play maybe the Kinect where you're walking around and moving and jumping and whatever. You know, maybe, you know, if you're watching TV, just kind of do arm circles, just kind of maybe, you know, one exercise my dad used to do in the army is he used to have a broom or a stick behind your neck, arms over it, and you would just go back and forth, right to left, moving your stomach, upper torso, and that would help your stomach. I mean, again, you know, keep an eye on your back. I don't want you to hurt your back. But, you know, don't just sit and watch TV. If you have a job where you sit all day, you can't go home and sit. I understand you're tired. But you need to do something and make sure you get that hour in. Let's say you have it upstairs, downstairs, and the laundry room is, let's say, downstairs. Okay? Don't try to bring up all the laundry in one shot. Do the laundry in steps. Force yourself to go up and down the stairs. You know, you have to do tricks, otherwise you won't exercise. Now, we used to tell people, don't park right up front. Try to park in the back of the parking lot. Of course, we got to be careful because of safety issues. You know, a lot of us were a little nervous about dark parking lots. Then, you know, park as close as you can. Same thing. We used to tell people, you know, take the stairs and avoid the elevator. Again, you know, if you think something could happen to you in a stairway, then don't do it. Take the elevator. But if the stairs are out there in the open, you know, like I live in Las Vegas and there's a lot of stairs sometimes in these casinos, and I'll take the stairs. You know, you might as well exercise. You might as well, you know. So it's frustrating because, you know, we are eating bigger portions. We are eating fattier foods. We are now chained to computers. Computers are running everything. I mean, we're even paying our bills online. We don't even have to run out to the mailbox. Do you guys notice that? We don't even run out to the mailbox anymore. We pay online. We could do everything sitting. We can even put a porta potty on our chair. Anyway, guys, great show. Thank you all for tuning in. Please tune in tomorrow and keep those emails coming so I can talk to you. All right? 1-877-DocDelly.
Did you know that thousands of industrial toxins, including aluminum, heavy metals like mercury and lead, and even nuclear radiation, have contaminated the air, food, and water supply and are lodged inside your body? These contaminants are poisoning your body from the inside out. No, the government doesn't care, nor will they save you. Do nothing, and these accumulated toxins may slowly lead to degenerative diseases such as Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, heart disease, or cancer. Take charge of your health before it's too late. Liquid Zeolite is the best natural all-round remedy to safely and effectively remove all kinds of toxins from your body. Use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com for fatigue, headaches, heavy metal poisoning, memory loss, and joint pain. Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee and is available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. 100% safe and amazing. Try Liquid Zeolite today.